Let's now take very, very good care of ourselves. In this moment, on this day, with this 1 year anniversary of the global pandemic, let's just really allow ourselves to create lots of ease in our postures. So just take a few moments to scan through and notice wherever you may be holding tension. And see if the awareness itself can help you soften without any forcing. You know the typical spots to give attention to for you. And for almost all of us, there can be tension in the face, around the eyes and jaw. And through the neck and shoulders and down the arms. Some of us may be holding tension through the torso, whether it be the back, the chest, heart, or the belly. Just open to this possibility of softening without demanding it. Down your legs to your toes. With a friendly, kind, curious interest, connect with breathing. You might care to take some nice full breaths and really allow that nice softening and releasing through the out breath. Feel it through the body a few times. And then let the breath settle and just be however it is, allowing it to be however it is. And come home into the present moment through body and breathing, however you like to do that. A focused awareness on the breath in one spot, the sense of the breath together with the body, or simply noticing touch points in the body, or opening to the sounds. What helps you to feel settled and grounded in the present moment? Let it be your home to come home to. Can we let whatever is happening in body, mind, and heart be okay? It might be difficult, but can we let it be okay in the sense that we know whatever's happening, whatever is arising, is also in the midst of passing? Can we rest in that truth? We cultivate through our practice a safe place for ourselves, a safe place in the present moment, knowing it deeply through body, through our home, in the body, in the breathing, and through the truth of knowing everything is arising and passing. As we cultivate this safe place for ourselves, we're also caring for others in the process. If we're grounded and balanced with perspective of the truth of things, it will help us and it will help us be with others in this changing world. This day and this past year have been great teachers in compassion and in equanimity, finding balance, perspective, wisdom. And so we'll engage in some phrases of compassion as we feel able, beginning with ourselves, someone we're concerned about, and then outwards to others. If you feel this is just not what you're able to do today, then just abide in your safe place, in that sense of body or body and breathing or sounds, and just carry on practicing with that. And this too is an offering. If you practice in that way, it's an offering to yourself and to others to meet this world with grace and courage. So holding ourselves in mind and how we may be struggling these days, knowing everyone is struggling these days. Different features, but everybody's having trouble. And you might feel a little bit of your struggle in your body. If the mind gets busy, the heart gets busy, feel it through the body. See if you can open to it from a very grounded place, from your home within. And if you feel that you can, let's engage some phrases that I'm taking from meditation teacher Christina Feldman. Maybe hand to the heart, soothing touch at any point. May I be free from fear and danger. May I be free from fear and danger. Staying grounded, steady. May I be free from sorrow and pain. May I be free from sorrow and pain. Or may I find peace in the midst of this sorrow and pain. Or may I find peace in the midst of this sorrow and pain. May I find healing. May I find healing. And may I find ease in my heart and peace. May I find ease in my heart and peace. So taking one or two of these phrases, free from fear and danger, sorrow and pain, finding peace, healing, ease. Take a few moments in the silence to practice in a way that suits you for yourself. And take a half a minute more for the phrases for yourself. And then check in, see how you're doing in body, mind, and heart. And care for yourself. And as you care for yourself, you might strengthen your posture while at simultaneously cultivating ease within it, feeling nicely grounded. You might remember that all things are arising and passing. And you might ask yourself, can I hold this compassion with equanimity? Can I have a sense of groundedness and strength simultaneously with an open heart, with grace and courage? And the wisdom that knows all things are arising and passing, including the difficult. And we remember too that everyone is on their own journey. We can care for them, we can do our part, but they too must find their way. Hopefully with compassion and equanimity. And so as you feel able, choose someone you know or you know of that you know is struggling right now and could use some compassion, some good wishing of compassion and the strength of equanimity. If you feel too emotionally overwhelmed, then choose someone not so troubling. A little less so. It'll all be helpful. And so with this one held in mind, we'll offer the phrases of compassion again. May you too be free from fear and danger. May you too be free from fear and danger. Remembering that common humanity. May you be free from sorrow and pain. May you too be free from sorrow and pain. Or possibly, may you find a place of peace in the midst of the sorrow and pain. Well wishing, not magical thinking, well wishing. May you too find peace in the midst of this sorrow and pain. May you find a bit of healing. May you find some healing. May you find some ease in your heart and peace. May you find some ease in your heart and peace. And so too, over the next minute or so, engaging with a couple of these phrases, free from fear and danger, sorrow and pain. Peace, healing, ease. Take a bit of time to finish those phrases and then check in with yourself how you're doing again, body, mind, and heart. And as we now begin to take these phrases, these good wishes outwards to others, just make sure you're feeling grounded and strong in the body, your sense of home with breath or body or sounds is nicely activated. And there's a sense that, yes, I really do know all things are arising and passing, and everyone's on their own journey. Or I'm going to fake it till I make it. I'm just going to really hold that one in my mind heart. And make an attempt to meet the events, the suffering, with some balance and grace and courage and this wisdom. So as we, if you feel able, extend the well wishings outwards to all beings, and for this practice we'll let it really be the human beings, though other beings have also suffered during these times. As we do this, remember you're including yourself. You're one of the clan. And the one that you had been focusing on is also included. Maybe it's someone who you know who had COVID. Maybe you had COVID, maybe still in recovery or struggling for life. So So we think of those beings, which may be yourself and others worldwide. And we also remember, too, all the other ways in which we've struggled, whether it be with loneliness, unemployment, lack of income, companionship, activities, engagement. And we remember too all the courageous ones who are seeing us through this, all the essential workers and the caregivers. And so you may possibly have one being in mind as you send well-wishing outwards to all beings, all humans. Perhaps one particular caregiver, or one particular community member, or maybe, you know, what's going on in a particular country, you have a sense of them and your heart opens to them. And staying nicely grounded, strong back, soft front. May we all be free from fear and danger. May we all be free from fear and danger. May we all be free from sorrow and pain. May we all be free from sorrow and pain. May we all find some peace in the midst of this sorrow and pain. May we all find some peace in the midst of this sorrow and pain. May we all be healing. May we all be healing. And may we all find ease in our hearts and peace. May we all find ease in our hearts and peace. And so continue to practice for the next minute in the silence, however it suits you, with these phrases or ones of your choosing. And then begin to wrap up the phrases and rest in a sense of body, heart, mind, checking how you're doing. May we all live from compassion and equanimity, with all the events of this world. May we meet what's happening with grace and courage and wisdom. May we all find peace.